Germany needs help. The Germans need help.
This is the historian Dr. Steph Kerris, who I spoke to for this episode of Empowered by Islam 21C.
And I told him, do you allow me to speak out because you cannot? He said, you got it right.
He was raised in Germany. He knows the people and landscape well enough to help us understand just what the heck is happening and what we need to do about it.
We should know ourselves. We should be experts on what it's like to discriminate against people.
It's definitely going backwards. There is no doubt about it. It does not go forward. I don't have any optimism at this moment.
All part of this episode of Empowered by Islam 21C, our new weekly podcast where we collaborate with leading voices to discuss Islam solutions to 21st century challenges and trends.
What the heck is happening in Germany?
What a question. What is happening in Germany? You know, if you look around, first of all, we have to go back to history. Otherwise, You will not be able to understand what's going on in Germany. And this is a very, very valid question. There is no country, not even the United States, that is as close as Germany is to Israel. You know, what is going on in Germany? Don't forget, it was Germany under Adolf Hitler. It was not a Germany, it was Austrian, who actually started the war, who came to power in 1933, started the Second World War, and moved on with an unbelievable power throughout the world. Actually, we didn't expect, everybody expected at that time that Germany would win the war. It was Germany that started the Holocaust, killed between 4 and 6 million Jews and gypsies and many other people of minority people or people who they deemed not worthy of living. And that all is what is going on in Germany. And now we have a state that's called Israel, and it's the country of the Jews or the refugees of that time, as they want us to believe. And because of the Holocaust, they want us to believe again. That's why Israel exists. And because of the Holocaust, Germany has to feel bad about it, has to be blamed for what happened. So now we have a country which calls itself, or the reason of being, the Staatsraison, as they call it. So the reason of the country, of the state, is Israel, which is absolutely crazy, absolutely crazy. So basically, there is a country that has a blame culture on, put upon itself, believing that the people who live in this country, in Germany, are responsible for what's happening to Israelis and to Jews living there, and are responsible for anything that's coming out of there, that's going into there. So they do, they have been paying a crazy, crazy amounts next to the Americans. Germany is the second biggest partner, the biggest partner of Israel. And it supports the war machine basically down there. That's what's going on in Germany. And that's a very general brief outlook into history and very general and brief outlook into what has been happening actually in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years.
But I mean, what we're seeing now is a huge crackdown on anti-Israel kind of protests. Anyone we're seeing pro-Palestinian protests being violently disrupted. Even Jews themselves. I saw a clip of a Jewish person in Israel, Germany, saying the police were making fun of my cap. They were, you know, taking down my Palestinian flags, and they were mocking me and this type of stuff. So hasn't Germany learned his learned its lesson?
Oh my God. Last week I was in Germany, and I travel up and down. And just some months ago, I was in Austria. All these countries, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, are considered to be part of the DACH region. DACH meaning the acronym of D for Germany, Deutschland, A for Austria, and CH for Switzerland. So the countries where the majority of people speak German. They have a common history, more or less. They have a common policy, more or less. Of course, Switzerland is so-called neutral. Austria was neutral, is now part of the European Union. And we should not forget the homeland of Adolf Hitler is Austria. Germany did commit the atrocities and the crimes that we know of the Third Reich and the Second World War, but the main initiator behind it was an Austrian guy. And this Austrian guy actually did not occupy Austria, but just connected it, as they call it. It was called the Anschluss, which means a connection. It connected or reconnected Austria, his homeland, to his new homeland, to Germany. And the Austrians were not very unhappy about it. If you look at documents and in the archives of the movie industry, if you look into films from that time, you see them actually standing by the side of the road and actually cheering Adolf Hitler entering Austria. So if you look at these two countries, mainly Germany and Austria, also Switzerland, because, well, playing the role of being neutral and not having to say a lot, accepting the Jews at the very beginning, closing the doors when it was getting too much, we see that these both countries, Austria and Germany, they have indeed a common history and are to be blamed for a lot of things that happened in the Third Reich, during the Third Reich and the Second World War. However, they cannot justify a new genocide with a genocide that they committed 75 years ago. It is absolutely crazy, and it is really, I think many people have understood it, and in Germany I saw that. But we're living a new fascist state nowadays, which is the left fascist state nowadays, in opposition to the right one when it was before. So we have a strong left nowadays, where the LGBTQ laws play, the LGBTQ rights play a bigger role than anything and anybody else. We see a fascistoid type of government, which is rather left than right, but with the same ideology. And we see people actually supporting anything that comes out of Israel, even if it's genocide, simply because they say, well, what happened here, the Holocaust happened in Germany, it happened under our rule, it happened under the German Third Reich, so we are responsible for what's happening in Israel, and we have to support Israel whatever happens. That's how crazy it is, whatever happens. So it does not really matter if they're right or wrong, they're always right. Even if they're wrong, they're right. When they're right, they're right. So whatever Israel does, that is that's the idea of Germany. Again, the Staatsraison, the reason of being of the state. How can you justify this in itself? And your question again, haven't they learned? No, they haven't learned a thing. They have not learned a single thing from what they did during the Second World War and with the Holocaust. So they're creating, they're helping the people who they did the Holocaust against, again, with another Holocaust. They haven't learned a thing. It's crazy. Absolutely. No, they haven't learned a thing. No. Mm.
So when you're saying they, when we say they, I was thinking like the German state, probably the people in charge, the elite, the, you know, whatever, the ruling class. What about the average German on the street, you know, don't they see what's happening in Palestine? Don't they see the crimes of Israel and think, wait a second, our grandparents were swayed into supporting genocide over here. Now our rulers are swayed into supporting genocide somewhere else.
Well, if you're looking at the older generation who are not really tech savvy, they're not really on social media. And these images that we get from Palestine, that we find out about Gaza and the West Bank and whatever, they are not at all to be found on German TV. Not at all. There's absolutely nothing. It's like when they show you about Israel, when they show you about Palestine and Gaza, they show you Israel. They show you Tel Aviv. They show you how people are actually now so-called scared of the next rockets that are falling into them. Nothing to be seen, by the way. There's party. They are partying at every corner in Tel Aviv. And they're showing that too. But they also show you. So how do you feel? The interviews are with Israelis. How they feel about the next rocket. So it's clearly the people who just watch TV have no idea. They just hear something is happening in Gaza. They hear that people are killed. But they tell you, well, okay, that's what war is about, right? War is about getting killed. We're sorry about that. It's a bad thing. And we are really sorry that children are getting killed too. But that's what war is about. And Israel has to defend itself, right? So that's all they hear and see. The younger generation, people at universities, colleges, and younger, who have, of course, access to social media and rather get the information through social media, they're the ones who are beaten on the street. And they're the ones who, when they open their mouth, they get repercussions. And they're the ones who have serious problems and serious issues when they open their mouth. They're called anti-Semitic straight away. So you cannot really open your mouth in Germany. I mean, it's worse than here. It is worse than the UK and the US, where, again, there are problems. If you open your mouth, you're called anti-Semitic. But there, it's like, it's standard. It's absolutely standard. So the younger generation in general, I have the impression that the ones who are courageous enough to go on the street and be beaten by the police, which reminds you really, that's what I said, it reminded me of fascism in Germany, actually, in the 1930s. It's like, you look at the police nowadays, you see the protesters, you see the way they deal with them, and it is really the equivalent of what happened in the 1930s. And you see that now it's not calling out against the Jews, but now it's the opposite. Now it's actually calling for the Jews and for Israel and for the Zionist state, rather. So it is absolutely crazy. It is really crazy. I don't think we can understand it, being in the Anglo-Saxon world. We cannot understand this rage. We cannot understand what's going on there. In the US, for example, if you look at the recent developments, Harvard and the universities and colleges of high esteem and reputation, you see students there, they're on the street and they're clearly demanding that we should not support such a state that is committing genocide, has been committing for the last 6 months. And there you can see that. Basically, even on Al Jazeera and CNN, you see these things, but not on German state TV. No. So there is a general outrage against it by the younger population that is following the social media. But the older ones, who are the majority, do not really know what's going on.
So they don't know what's going on. So what many people might not know is you were actually raised in Germany. You went to a school in Germany. You were born in Germany, or?
I was not born there, alhamdulillah. I was born in Athens. I was born in Greece.
Okay. Shana. So you went to school in Germany. You know this. You know this culture. You know the people there, and as you said, people in the Anglophone world probably don't understand what's going through these people's minds. Can you enlighten us? Maybe when you were growing up, what kind of education do they give to children in schools that will actually precipitate something like this happening? You know, supporting genocide, for the average Joe who just doesn't know, that's one thing, right? They're deliberately being kept in the dark. There's the strict control of information on state-run kind of, you know, TV channels, like any type of fascism, really. But it is quite hopeful that those that are getting information, you know, circumventing the mainstream media and so forth, from social media, TikTok, whatever, that they are, you know, going out in the streets, but they're facing all this violent repression. There must be some kind of something you can tell us to make sense of this. You know, the indoctrination that the police, the sergeants, the average copper on the street. You know, what kind of upbringing did they have that would let them so easily fall back into fascism again?
Well, look.
Or did it not disappear? Did it just not disappear?
I grew up in Germany. Indeed, I was there from my primary school years, and I remember that time already in the 80s and 90s, for example, 1980s, 1990s. I remember when I was going to high school, and I had history. I loved history. I always loved history. And one of the subjects I loved going was history and social science and all this stuff. And I remember one of my teachers allowed me to speak out during history classes whenever we were speaking about the Third Reich and whenever we were speaking about the Second World War, Adolf Hitler and all this. When I was opening my mouth, because that time already I was actually quite busy with the apartheid system in South Africa and Israel. And that time I could see already that there are connections and something that we should not be supporting. In a country like Germany or in Europe, we should not be supporting. And I was opening my mouth actually in the class, and I was saying that. And he was the only one, he would not call me fascist or whatever, as the others would do. Okay? Although I was, you know, I mean, you were supporting actually the opposite, but I was being called a fascist.
So you're being called a fascist for speaking out against fascism?
Speaking out against fascism, absolutely right. Okay. You know? because they were saying, well, the terrorists actually on the other side, the terrorists are these Palestinians and these Arabs and these Muslims, actually.
No, Nelson Mandela and
all these terrorist countries, right? So you are the fascist, actually. These are the bad guys, you're the good guys. You know? We are the good guys, they're the bad guys. So if you speak out against us and the way what we are being taught, then there's something wrong with you. Now, I remember that we had private conversations with him. And I told him, do you allow me to speak out because you cannot? He said, you got it right. You got it absolutely right because you agree. And if you open your mouth, there will be no big issues. I mean, you will have your peers saying something against you or something. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I cannot afford to say things that you say. You say that as a Greek. If I say that, I'm automatically a German neo-Nazi. So we cannot even be proud of our country. That's another issue. I don't support nationalism, of course. But if the British can be proud of being British, the French of being French, the Americans of being Americans, the Germans cannot. Why not? They have been suppressed all this time. They cannot open their mouth. They cannot even say, I'm proud of being German. You're immediately put into the corner of being a neo-Nazi. So the same thing, this director, who was my history teacher, was the director of the school. He was telling me really that I'm happy for you to open your mouth and say what you're saying, because I cannot do that. So it was like this in my classroom. And I visited actually a school, a high school in Germany, in Aachen, where I grew up, where people of the upper class would go. And I had in my class a certain David who was of Jewish, he had a Jewish background. And he would always complain about me and about the things that I would say to the director of the school, who was my history teacher, who was the one who actually allowed me to open my mouth. So you can imagine what was going on. It was really like a mini war actually at school. Mm-hmm. I was together with another Lebanese brother, a Lebanese friend of mine, who actually opened my eyes. He showed me what was going on in the Middle East at that time. And I was 16, 17 when I really found out what was going on. And I was very keen and very interested in actually telling the truth. Whereas at school, you asked me, what are they taught? What is going on at schools? You just continuously are being taught about how bad Adolf Hitler was, how bad the First and Second World War was, how bad the development was for Germany. And then after Germany, the Allies came and basically relieved us and the whole world and Europe from this Nazi domination. That's what you learn at school for 6-7 years continuously. The A-levels, GCSE A-levels, the same questions nearly. The same thing, the same. So it's all about, you know, let's be against neo-Nazism and National Socialism, which is right, which is true, obviously. But let's be pro-Israel. So everything that's happening in Israel is right. And if you open your mouth and you are supporting the Palestinians, then you support actually the idea of Adolf Hitler, the ideas of Adolf Hitler. What really helped me, as I said again, is that I'm Greek. I'm of Greek origin. So they could not turn and say that, although they did say that I'm a fascist and all this stuff. All these things came, of course, and happened. But that gives you an idea in general. That's how a German, an average German grows up. And there is the other side of fascism now, which I mentioned a bit at the beginning, is we have, I could clearly say, we had a right-wing fascism. Now we have a left-wing fascism where everything is moving towards LGBTQ plus Israel. So you have to accept the whole issue of LGBTQ. You have to accept that a man is a woman and a woman is a man. And on top of this one, that Israel, whatever they do, they are right. That's basically the state of Germany at the moment. But then it's not going well, believe me. I was there 2 weeks ago, and I spoke to my parents, who have reached a certain age and keep telling me, listen, be careful, you know, whatever you say can be turned against you, especially in Germany. You know, we're not living in a democratic state. Clearly, my parents were telling me these things, and others think that. Wow. It is tough. I'm telling you, living in Germany, living in Austria, by the way, the same thing. In Austria nowadays, Austria has turned against any kind of logic. Everything is pro-Israel. If you just have the idea that if I was wearing this, for example, here in Germany, I would be arrested. Or in Austria, I would be arrested. Having a Palestinian,
just wearing a Palestinian flag badge. Absolutely. Pin.
Or a kufiya. you know, having a kufiya, for example, you would be arrested. You could be arrested. You have to justify why you're doing that. So I'm not joking. People, it has happened to people there. It has happened to Muslims. Muslims have been really, there is a massive amount of Muslims leaving the country again. 200,000 Germans leave the country on a yearly basis, by the way. So Germany is losing 1 million every 5 years. Okay. Every 5 years. So in every decade, 2 million Germans leave Germany. Out of these Germans, there's a massive amount of Muslims and foreigners who actually leave Germany again to go wherever they can. It is a massive, we cannot understand it because in the UK, it's really not discussed. Germany is like on another planet. Like, where is Germany? Yeah. What is Germany? We know nothing here. And if you go there and you see the development, you see what's happening, what's going on with Israel, and the crazy support, even if we go under, that's what they say, I'm quoting, even if we as a state go under, we have to support Israel. It is crazy. It's crazy. I don't really know what more to say.
I mean, you said a few weeks ago we were talking, you said BBC hides what's happening in Germany from us.
Yes. It is. Jazeera is really the only channel that you can really watch to find out some news, to really find out what's going on. BBC, the German TV channels, the French TV channels, all of them, you can really forget watching the state channels. I mean, really, thanks God for social media. We would know nothing. We would really know absolutely nothing if we hadn't heard what's going on through Jazeera or through other channels that are on social media. It is crazy, absolutely crazy. I really don't know what to say.
Don't people who are informed, who see what's happening via, you know, media sources outside of Germany, don't they hold their journalists and politicians to account within Germany? Surely people, it's not healthy to
people are scared to open their mouth. They are scared they might lose their jobs, which has happened. They are scared they might even have to deal with the police. Police are sent to people's homes just because they have a flag hanging outside, which is a Palestinian flag, or show support for Palestine or whatever. It is, I really don't know if you understand that it's beyond understanding, beyond logic. Because you, even if in the talk shows, for example, and Germany has a lot of them, many talk shows all over. But the talk shows, the way that they have a certain agenda is they invite pro-Israel, of course, that's the main people who they invite, and then they have one pro-Palestinian whom they can bash on. So it is all, it's a plan, it's a big plan. As soon as they say, look, I mean, we are very diversified. It's a, you know, the you can see that different people have their different opinions. We allow them to speak and to give us their opinion. That is not true. You allow them just to have a show, to play with them, or to actually bash on them. And that's exactly what's happening all over. That's every talk show is the same.
So what do you think about the future in terms of, so you as a young boy, young man in a German school, you had one Lebanese friend. Not now, I mean, many years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I keep you young. So you had one Lebanese friend and you got some information from there and it set off, you know, a series of events with the Qadr of Allah that you were guided not just to Islam, but just generally being more aware of what's happening outside in terms of apartheid South Africa, apartheid Israel. Surely there's hope on the horizon, right? Because now so many young Germans, they might be afraid, but there's so many of them potentially who know what's happening, who there's something bubbling under the surface. They wish they could do something. That doesn't seem to be a recipe for a stable future kind of transition to the next generation. It seems that there's going to be bubbling something under the surface and eventually it's just going to erupt and, you know, something crazy might happen. What do you think?
Well, actually, yeah. Something crazy might happen. I mean, look what's happening around us, not only in Germany. We all fear the worst. I hope really that we are wrong here, both of us. I really hope we are wrong. But this was a discussion I had just 2 days ago on a podcast again, where we discussed exactly this issue. What's going on around us? Is this going to have a good result? there are some optimistic voices, but there might be 10%, 15% if we're lucky. I think the majority of population expect the worst. There are people who really, as I said, they try to leave the country. I know friends of mine who actually have both nationalities, either of country of origin or Germany, or and Germany, and they're trying to actually renew their passports of origin, which I'm doing myself this year, by the way, also in summer, inshallah, when I go back to Greece. Because really, I've been traveling on my German passport within the last 2-3 decades without an issue and problem. And I might say that wherever I was actually welcome. Not nowadays. And wow. I'm ashamed. Honestly, I'm ashamed to travel as a German passport holder. I'm ashamed to have this thing in my hand. So I'm going to renew my Greek one, which I haven't had in my hands for the last 20, 30 years. So that's how far we've come. And the way that I'm speaking now about this issue, and worse, others think and speak out the same in Germany. I know of people who have moved out of Germany. I know of people who are getting ready to move. I know of people who have moved back to their home countries, as bad as it might be. They prefer going back. And some others who have been thinking of making this big move. Germans themselves have been moving away. As I said, 200,000 every year. Every year, 200,000. So Germany does not get, the reproduction rate of Germany is minus, like Japan. So there is no population increase, rather a decrease. So if you ask about the future, a country that has such restrictive policies, a country that does not realize that it's not the center of the world, but thinks it is, a country that believes that following and going under with Israel is the way forward, cannot be kept up. It has now, it used to be once the second largest economy in the world. It is now the fifth. Okay. I don't think it's going well today in Germany. People are complaining. People I have seen in my smaller city of Aachen, which has 250,000 inhabitants. I've never seen in my entire life so many people on the street as I saw them this time. Okay. There is an economic crisis.
What do you mean, like homeless?
Homeless, yes. Yes, there's an economic crisis. Everything is expensive, extremely expensive. There are no places to rent, okay? There is a massive xenophobia, by the way. That's another problem. We have an Islamophobia against Muslims, okay, but we also have a xenophobia against anybody who looks a bit foreign. Anybody who looks a bit darker, anybody who doesn't fit to the German, to the idea of a German person. So it's definitely going backwards. There is no doubt about it. It does not go forward. I don't have any optimism at this moment. I've visited Germany several times in the last couple of years. I'm actually up and down. And the last event, when I was there, I had an event. And we had 50 police cars standing outside of the hall where we had the event. Everybody who came in and out was checked as if we're criminals. And the event was a cultural event, by the way. It was not about Palestine. It was not against Israel, nothing at all. It was a cultural event. We spoke about Allah. We spoke about the Book of Allah. We mentioned Islam as a way of life. And that sparked criticism in Germany again. It's honestly, I don't see any positive outcome at this moment. I see it getting worse, by the way, and not better. And the same in Austria, by the way, not very different. What I hear from brothers there, I was there some months back, what I hear from brothers there, it seems to be the exact same situation. And the brothers I know, by the way, one of them is moving back to Bosnia now, as we speak, at this moment. So
surely there must be some of the German public, right, that are... maybe we know that are actually learning from the history of Germany and saying, look, you know, we should know ourselves. We should be experts on what it's like to discriminate against people and the consequences of that. Do you not see there's being some voices in the general German public or even politicians or in the media classes that are actually speaking out against this to try and kind of curb this? Because it seems that it could, Allahu Alam, you know, it could either be a catalyst for people for the country to reform and kind of learn from its errors, or it could just go further and further and become worse and worse.
Yes. I mean, look, There is, obviously, as we could see recently, there is some kind of, there's a spark of people who actually really know what's going on and speak out against the state of Israel and tell you basically, hey, we are supporting another genocide, guys. What we are doing now is exactly what we said we would not be doing. We are doing that exactly, guys. So these voices are there.
But the not last only that, one, they're being brought to the International Court of Justice, right? So Germany is being...
Right. By Nicaragua, I think. Or was it was a Central American
I forgot the name Honduras, of the country.
Nicaragua, one of the, yes. Anyway, the point, that, which is great. I think it's a great development, the same like South Africa. I mean, we should just clap for them. We should congratulate them for doing that. I would have expected Saudi Arabia or the Emirates or Qatar to do that. But that's not the case. Anyway.
You're much more charitable than anyone else in your interpretation.
Anyway, the point is, indeed, there are some voices out there. And, you know, really, when you speak to people in general, when they don't feel that they are watched or observed, and indeed, I mean it, as I said, because they do feel that in cafes and whatever. But if you speak to people at homes or whatever, yes, there you hear that. People know actually what's going on. People in general are aware of the situation in Palestine and know that it's unfair and unjust what's going on. They know that there's a second genocide happening. They also know that their country is supporting that. But as I said again, they are scared. At this moment, it is like living in a fascist state. It is like living in a dictatorship. And you don't dare opening your mouth. And that's important, again, history. How many times have I mentioned in previous podcasts, and how many times, I mean, this is my thing, of course. We also go back in the university, actually, that we started in October last year. We go back to learn your history, find out who you are. There is Islamic history in Europe, there is history in Europe, and we need to know what's going on around us, history of humanity. Some people say Islamic history starts with the birth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some others say it started with Adam Alayhi Salaam. Okay, so we, you know, Islamic history is humanity. The history of humanity and humankind and mankind is our history, is Islamic history. So let's find out what is really going on, guys. We cannot have an opinion if we don't know what's going on. You cannot just sit there like people doing cafes and just talk about something, you know, what they heard, hearsay here and there. No, we need to know what's going on and we need to understand what's going on. And it is at this moment, I mean, there are people out there who understand. They're living in a state which, again, it is extremely oppressive, okay? And you cannot open your mouth. And as soon as you do that, the same like just before Israel, the whole agenda was pushed forward in Germany was the agenda of the LGBTQ. So we have two major issues in these countries, the DACH region, including Switzerland. You have two major issues. You have the issue of we cannot go against Israel. Israel is our biggest ally, our biggest friend. Whatever they do, they are right. Even if they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah.
And the LGBTQ issue, okay? These are the two major issues. This is what you cannot open your mouth against. You cannot be against it. And there are people, the majority, and I call them the silent majority. The silent majority in these countries, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Austria, they know that there's a problem. They know that it cannot go on like this. It just cannot be. But they also know that when they open their mouth, they face severe consequences, okay? From really imprisonment to fines to up to even death threats. No exaggeration, up to death threats.
So
there is some hope. There is some hope.
I think that brings a spotlight on us outside of Germany to a bit of a responsibility now to say certain things that they can't say. Try and, you know, make because, you know, this podcast is called Empowered, right? So I'm trying not to, you know, we need to realize there's a problem. We need to realize a problem, but we need to try and see, okay, what do we do now? We need to give some empowering messaging to our audience, some, you know, some duty. What is our duty now? You know, so what would you say now is our duty, Muslims and their friends in Germany and outside Germany? What do you suggest, can be done?
Yeah, great question. And actually, that's where I wanted to lead it end to anyway, because it is extremely important for us to know here in the UK and in the English-speaking world. We need to understand, first of all, yes, we might not know that much about Germany. We're not being told a lot about it. Although it is an important country, it is a big industrialized country, part of the Western world, of course. We need to open our mouth here indeed. We need to be the ones to say something. I mean, that does not mean that we can't do and say anything we want to here. However, we are freer than we are over there. And there are some reasonable voices out there that even on state TV, even the BBC nowadays, they have changed a little bit their outlook towards what's going on down there. So I think what is upon us now and what is upon me especially, and that's why I've been living in this country since actually I moved in 2001. That is more than 20 years, 23 years I've been living in this country, and I could do my job here, I could do my work. It would have been impossible in Germany. The way that we have developed, actually, because we are teaching people online, we're giving courses online about history, about social awareness, about what's happening around us. I wouldn't have been able to do that in Germany. I would have been closed down, most probably, if not even incarcerated, if not even, fined or whatever. I don't know. But whenever I'm in Germany, you should see, actually, at the border, I'm always the last one to leave the airport. So it is really,
we're closing.
Yes, we're closing. You can go home now, basically, yes. They're copying my passport. They are making photos of it. Sometimes they ask me crazy questions. And you're thinking, what's going on, guys? Don't you know? I mean, don't you know when I come, when I go? You do know, but no, you have to make a point here. You have to. So it is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So yes, it is upon us. And I have done it, actually. I've been doing this. This is my work, to wake up people, especially in the German-speaking world, but also here, about what's going on down there. And alhamdulillah, all our courses are online, because obviously doing this live would, again, as I said, most probably would be impossible. They cancel any major event, actually. So we have to speak out against it. We have to do what many French people do here as well, against Islamophobia in France, for example, where again they face serious issues in France. So these things, yes, we should consider ourselves lucky and happy that actually we have the chance to do that here. Alhamdulillah.
So just before we wrap up, I want to ask a few quick fire questions, inshallah. Just give me the first answer that comes in your head, inshallah, right? Name a recent book or audiobook that you would recommend.
1984.
Quite poignant, mashallah. Quite apt. Which gadget, other than your phone, do you value the most?
My laptop.
Mashallah, we get that a lot, yeah. Which website or app would you encourage others to visit or download?
StephCurrys.com.
StephCurrys.com, yeah. Brothers and sisters, yeah, you can. We'll share it. Obviously, the link and stuff in the description and in the show
simply
notes.
Simply because, let me just add this to it. Because we have a lot of courses there. We've started the university in October, the Kalduni University, and we offer at this moment some courses that are quite unique. And I think if you take a look at that, you will understand what I mean.
It's such an online university.
It's an online university, that's correct.
Mashallah, mashallah. History has always been a weakness of mine, and I'm always interested to learn more, so I might sign up, inshallah. Especially if you can give us a discount code. So.
Very welcome, inshallah. We'll discuss the discount, inshallah. Behind closed doors, not now.
Yeah. Inshallah. Now, finally, finish this sentence. If our audience would remember one thing from this podcast, it would be?
Germany needs help. The Germans need help. Speak out against injustice and help them to understand. The ones who don't understand, help them to understand. And the ones who do understand and are scared, help them to not be scared, but to see that there's a world out there who support them, actually. And the world has turned against Israel. Come on, let's be honest now. I mean, these two, three countries, I mean, America, the US, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, there 170 countries have been supporting now Palestine. They have recognized the country of Palestine, actually, officially now. Come on. Israel is losing. Israel is losing, alhamdulillah. So I don't think that it's going to end up well for Israel.
MashaAllah. I think you just gave me an idea. You know, the other day, some of the team at Islam to NC, they sent me a video of me speaking Dutch, fluent Dutch.
Oh, yeah, AI. Yeah.
Like some AI thing. But even my mouth was moving correctly. It was the same voice and the same intonation and everything. It's kind of really scary, right? I think what we're going to do is translate all of the stuff into German, podcast. I'll encourage the brothers and sisters I know at different kind of media outlets, some brothers and sisters in BBC and Five Pillars and Middle East Eye, Al Jazeera maybe even, to take certain important things and get them, you know, automatically translated into German and start flooding the... There's something we can all do, brothers and sisters, start flooding, you know, the German social media with information that they can use to help try and turn the tide, inshallah. Do you think that would be helpful?
So you're creating more problems for me whenever I arrive in Germany. It's all right. It's okay. Yeah. I'm used to it.
You're already the last one to leave the airport.
I'm already the last one. So exactly. Yeah. Nobody. Exactly. No. Inshallah, I totally support this. Of course we should. I mean, what else? Honestly, now, come on. Let's be. We have to stand for humanity. We have to stand for something. You remember some time back, somebody said you don't have to be Muslim to support Palestine, but just being human is enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Be human. We're talking about humanity here, guys. We're talking about humanity. We're talking about really humanity has lost this war at this moment. I mean, we need to do something about it. And no matter where you are, if you're in the UK, in the US, in Germany, come on, if you're human, you know, you have to speak out against it. You have to. You have to speak up against it. You cannot just leave it like this.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Dr. Steph Kerris, for joining us, and Jazakallah khair for you at home for watching. If you like this podcast, give it a like and a share, and you know, let us know what you think in the comments below, and click subscribe wherever you're watching or listening to this. And until next time, Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.